God damn it, we rock.
Oh, man. It's so painful to rock this good.
It's really hard to keep the bar up this high.
Yeah.
Manborg high.
Manborg high. Well, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, we're going to try.
We're going to try. We rock. We're wearing our hardcore leather getup. It's nothing too creepy. We look like the guy from Accept.
I'm just not wearing anything.
Oh, you should get that rash checked out then, buddy.
Yep,
I thought that was leather.
It is getting black.
Yeah.
Necrotic.
It's, yeah, no, we'll have to embalm you or something. I don't know what's going on down there.
Parts are going to fall off soon.
Were you even using them?
Not at the moment.
Yeah, then don't worry about it.
It's not my jaw, so I'm good.
That's right. We can keep podcasting.
That's right. Parts will fall off. The microphone will sink down. You'll just have to adjust it as like arms and legs start falling off.
His head seems good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Heart's moving.
Good enough.
Podcast on.
Yeah.
Game on. Game on.
Game on.
All right, Max. You want to start us off?
Sure. I've been making you do it a lot.
Oh,
so.
God. Stop making me do it.
So I have a movie, and I know this may surprise you.
Ooh.
It's a Universal monster movie.
Yay!
It's not anything really. It's a sequel. Mm-hmm. It's the Dracula's Daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Came out in 1936. I watched it this year sometime. It is 1 hour and 11 minutes long, and it is a horror movie. It is directed by Lambert Hillier, and it stars Otto Kruger and Gloria Holden playing Dracula's daughter.
All right.
It is set minutes after the end of Dracula, and Dracula's daughter is about Maria Zaleska, who, despite Dracula's death, still thirsts for blood. So this is a weird movie. It's not one of the better sequels, but it's not awful. It's a pretty middle of the road sequel. The idea is very clever of it happening like right on the coattails of Dracula going down, and then his daughter kind of's like, am I a vampire still? Shoot, I guess I am. And there's some like clever stuff in here, and I was doing some research today, kind of looking at scores and things like that. Apparently it's rather renowned for its early portrayal of potential lesbianism in film. Because there is like the character that the Gloria Holden character kind of finds attractive, and as a female, so it's like this early like hint of lesbianism in film, which is, so it stands, I think, a little bit higher than it maybe should.
Okay.
For that reason, it stumbles a lot, but it doesn't, kind of, the stumbles don't overwhelm what the movie does well, and it's pretty interesting. And she's trying to like, I'm not a vampire, am I a vampire? I don't have to be a vampire, right? Because there's no more power held over me, but I think I am a vampire, because there's no real clear defined rules on this, because if you read Bram Stoker's Dracula, that book is largely nonsense. there's no rules, so just right, I
just
guess.
Just right. You didn't say it, I was gonna.
IMDb gives us a 6.4 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critically gives it a 55 with 20 reviews.
Way down from these other movies.
Yeah. Audience gives it 41. And I am on point with the critics, and I gave it a 5.5.
Interesting.
It looks, there are some parts that are shot really well, and you're like, oh, that's a pretty striking image. But I mean, when you're comparing it to Todd Browning's Dracula, or even the Spanish Dracula that was done alongside of it, it just, I don't want to say, I guess I'll go for the bad pun and say it pales in comparison.
Whoa!
Blah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny, guy.
Thanks.
You're the best.
You are exaggerating.
No, I'm not. So, that's right. I waited for you to take a sip.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to do a movie that we both watched.
Okay.
We didn't talk about it. We both wanted to watch it.
I like it.
We rewatched Inception.
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 That's so good.
2010. I watched it on March 30th. I don't know when you watched it.
Hell, I wouldn't know if it was in the list.
That's the spirit.
Yeah. Semi-recent, though. Within the past probably month and a half.
The IMDb minutes for this is 2 hours, 28 minutes.
Yeah.
And the genre is action, adventure, sci-fi, your beloved sci-fi.
I call it a sci-fi heist movie.
Heist. I wish there was like subgenres. I wish there was a thing IMDb.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You need subgenres in there, right? Because like under action movie, heist is definitely a subgenre.
You tell me it's a heist, I'm in way more. You tell me like noir and like other buzzwords like that, I'm like, oh, it's one. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Should have just said it was a heist movie, goddammit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Idiots. idiots who are our whole format.
Yeah.
It's your stupidity that makes this work.
Thanks, idiots.
Thanks, fucking jerks. Christopher Nolan is our director.
Oh, my God.
He's, of course, done everything ever that has been good.
He really is. is great.
Swoon. Starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Ellen Page, and Tom Hardy.
I forgot my cocaine.
My cocaine.
My cocaine.
And what was it? What's, I always forget the Asian guy's name. He's really good, too.
He is excellent, and I also forget his name all the time.
Yeah, he's really good. Hey, the older Asian gentleman is very good.
He's good. He just buys the whole airline because they need first class. You just need to buy out first class. I just bought the airline.
So good.
Yeah.
Your summary, if you don't know, is a thief who steals corporate secrets through the use of dream-sharing technology is given the inverse task of planting an idea into the mind of a CEO. That's actually a pretty good description for IMDb.
It's really impressive that they handled that in like two sentences.
Yeah, I know. Usually they just go on, and then Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays a dude in a suit.
And Cillian Murphy's there too, not as the Scarecrow this time.
No, he's not the Scarecrow. This is like right after Red Eye. I hadn't seen this, I don't think, since it came out. I think I saw it twice in the theaters, and then I hadn't seen it since.
I think I've watched this movie a dozen times.
It's very good.
It is.
What made you want to rewatch it now? Just get a good movie on here?
I will often throw on a movie when I'm tired, but I can't really, like, I know I want to mellow out, and I will throw on a 2.5-hour heist movie, apparently.
God, I gotta calm down.
Yeah.
Where's Inception?
Yeah. Yeah, nothing like the large Hans Zimmer to make you relax. But no, it's so appealing. It's so well shot. It's so visually rich. The performances are really solid. Like, it's just such a good watch. It's eye candy for me.
Right. It has its issues. I wouldn't say it has many of them. I will say Joseph Gordon-Levitt, this is like his breakout role because like he hadn't really done anything since he was young doing Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah, Brick.
Right. But this really...
Yes.
Put him back
this
on the map.
Yeah.
This is what put him over the top.
And he's great in that role.
He is my favorite part of this movie.
Arthur
has to be.
He's a great straight man.
Yes, and I enjoy Tom Hardy, but he really feels like a plot device. Because as I'm rewatching this, I'm like, why has he not been shot 1,000 times?
One of the worst story-wise, one of the worst parts is when he goes to convince him to join the crew. Mm-hmm. It's like, can we just hurry up? Like, this part is literally an entire chapter I can skip in the DVD.
Wow.
It's like, this is like 15 minutes I do not need.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, I think this movie's great. If you haven't watched it for some reason, get on it. It's so good.
Yeah, there's
and I enjoyed it so much more rewatching it for like the fifth time, third time, whatever it was. I just really liked it.
Did you ever see that there is a Scrooge McDuck comic that this is kind of lifted from, or part of this idea is lifted from?
Is it really?
Yeah, they're the Beasley Boys, right? The Beagle Boys. They attempt to break into Scrooge's dream to learn the number to the vault.
That's awesome.
Yes. And they're just like, Christopher Nolan just lifted this from a Scrooge comic.
Did they succeed?
I don't know. I just saw the panel where they're like, we need to get into his dream so we can get the number to the vault. It's just like, oh shit.
That's a really smart plot for the Beagle Boys. Yeah.
Way above their pay grade.
Who had that idea?
Yeah, seriously. It was rad, though. I was just like, holy shit.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Those old comics, man. There's gems in there.
For sure. Yeah.
So IMDb gave this. You want to guess what they gave this?
Since they're all over the place usually.
6.8.
8.8. Whoa.
Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 87% out of 349 critics.
Okay.
Audience gave it 91% out of over 500,000 people. Tim gave it a 9. This is also over Dynamite.
Black Dynamite feeling bad down there at its measly 8.5.
Oh, man. And you know, the thing is, I knew that those two movies chronologically were going to be very near each other, and you were going to get slammed with this back to back.
Yeah, I'm getting hurt.
I'm so sorry.
I can feel the Hans Zimmer score smashing into me.
Boom.
Let me ask you real quick about the end of this movie. Do you think it's overrated? I think that's the most overrated part of this movie.
I mean, it's a conversation piece, right?
That's what got people into the theater, right? That's what sold tickets for the weekend, too.
Right.
Yeah.
The debate. Does the thing happen?
And if you're debating on if it's a dream or if it's reality, you've missed the point of this movie because it doesn't fucking matter.
It really does.
It has no bearing on the situation at all.
Sidebar, before you take us to your movie, IMDb. I was clicking around on IMDb. Their highest ranked movie.
Mm-hmm.
Number wise, there's two movies that get a 9.2,
which
is their highest ranking. And I believe I found this because Inception is like the 13th highest rated movie on there at 8.8. I'm like, wow, what's above it and what is the highest? 9.2 is the highest. Would you care to guess what two movies are tied for one on IMDb?
I'm going to guess, and I'm going to be sad because you're probably going to say no to both.
I might.
Citizen Kane and Vertigo.
No to both.
Okay, that's what I anticipated happening.
The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, great choice. Love that movie.
And the first Godfather movie.
Okay. I should have, yeah, Godfather is a reasonable guess. That is the, I think more people would say that's the best movie ever made, more so than Vertigo or the
I forget where Citizen Kane and Vertigo fall in this, but there's a ton of 9.0s. There's a bunch more of those, but they don't go over 9.2, which is interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Okay. Godfather, good choice. I mean, both good choices. I mean, Shawshank that might be a little high.
So, I love Shawshank. We'll have to rewatch it.
Oh, it's so good.
Just so we could see. Yeah, no, that's right.
It's so good. I mean, it is excellent. There's no doubt. William Sadler's in that movie. I love William Sadler.
Yeah.
He's in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, which will come up eventually here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait for that.
We spaced it out. That was by accident.
Yeah. It's because you guys fucked up.
Yeah. Stop fucking up, listener land.
Jeez, we told you already. Stop it.
Jerks.
So, moving on, we got a movie. It's a remake.
What? A remake?
A remake of it's a great movie and a great book. It's Murder on the Orient Express.
Ah, that is a good movie.
Yeah, 2017. I watched it this year at some point, I'm sure. It is 1 hour and 54 minutes. The genre, of course, is mystery. And it was directed by the Thor director himself, Kenneth Branagh, Arliss Loveless, if you will.
Yes.
And it stars him. Oh. And Johnny Depp and Daisy Ridley and Judi Dench and Michelle Pfeiffer and Willem Dafoe. And good Lord, this is a star-studded cast.
Wow. I like me some Willem Dafoe.
He's very good.
He can do anything.
Have you seen this? I guess this kind of puts a little bit of a timestamp on this, but that's did you see the trailer for The Lighthouse?
I did not.
We're going to watch that before you leave.
All right. Done.
So, this movie is about acclaimed detective Hercule Poirot and his race against time to solve a murder set aboard a train.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is a Kenneth Branagh movie. You know when you see a movie from a director and you're like, God damn it, is this a that person movie? This is Kenneth Branagh is all over this movie. It looks like, what if we needed to set Thor on a train? Because it is big, it is vibrant, it is garish, it is, everything is really huge. The performances are huge. There's zero subtlety in this movie. His mustache goes from here to back here. Like, he has a special thing that he sleeps in to keep his mustache nice.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Kenneth Branagh plays Hercule Poirot, and Hercule, not that one.
Oh.
Not, what is he in Japanese? Mr. Satan?
Mr. Satan.
Yes, way better name. And
why did that not fly over here?
I don't know, but we're idiots.
We are.
Because Mr. Satan is 100% a cool name. Yeah, still a lame character, but...
Oh, no, you're wrong, sir. I don't think you got it.
No?
It's like in the end of Inception. I don't think you get it.
No?
No, he saved us all.
Okay.
We need him.
We need
him to be the one who saved us.
He's like Yajirobe earlier on in the series, cutting off Vegeta's tail.
And I remember when they recap that episode in the next episode, they're like, it was Yajirobe of all people. And I'm like, good work, narrator.
Yeah. The narrator, he passed away, I do believe.
Aw.
Yeah.
Tears.
Yes, for real. But yeah, this movie is as Kenneth Branagh-y as you can imagine a train being. I mean, like, it's as much like it's a train, right? Like, I understand the Orient Express is a very, you know, it's like a prestigious thing. But I mean, like, holy crap, the way he shoots this, he might as well be shooting on the Titanic.
Wow.
Like, it is so, like, not bad. It doesn't distract, but it's just, it feels very fluffy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like it when historical period pictures are too perfect around the edges and everybody's garb is perfectly, like, pressed and everything's nice. And it's like, this would be a shitty time. Like, even on the Orient Express, you'd, like, it'd be kind of gross and dirty. And it's not like you're showering constantly. Right, it'd be kind of, like, scuzzy. And
like our listeners.
Yeah, definitely. Well, especially that one right there.
Oh. Yeah, you in the back. Don't hide behind him.
Yeah. Gross. And it just, yeah, it's just something about Kenneth Branagh's style. I mean, I've argued about this with the first Thor. It works great on Asgard, doesn't work so well downstairs a lot of the time. But it's not a bad movie at all. And if you've never seen Murder on the Orient Express, it's a fun watch. IMDb gives it a 6.5 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes gives it 60 on the critical side out of 273 reviews. Audience gave it 54. And I settled right abouts in the middle at a 6.
Okay. Is this your favorite train movie?
No, not even close.
Is it Snowpiercer?
Yeah, you're damn right it is.
That's wrong. It's Under Siege 2 Dark Territory. You're a big dummy. Don't lie to me.
Listen. Listen. I am not a Steven Seagal supporter.
No.
No. And fucking Snowpiercer is great.
Oh, it definitely is. I just joshing
I know.
Yuck, yuck.
I know. Can't beat it. Captain America, get on my train.
Get on my train. Do this comic movie.
Damn right.
What? I could be in another comic movie?
Get in there.
All right. Well, I'm going to take us home now, and I'm going to do it with a movie starring Jason Momoa.
What? You know, what? Yeah. This is like me saying it's a Universal Horror movie.
I know. Well, co-starring. It's called Bullet to the Head. All right.
How'd you feel at the end of this one?
Not enough bullets in heads.
Okay.
This is from 2013. I watched it April 1st.
Fooled you.
1 hour, 32 minutes. The genre is action, crime, thriller. It is directed by Walter Hill.
Really?
Yes.
Walter Hill.
Who is known for being the writer of 48 Hours and Warriors.
Yeah. Yeah. Walter Hill. No kidding.
And he was a producer on two movies I know we both love. He produced Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And Tales from the Crypt, Demon Night.
As well as the show.
Oh, so good. Yes, he did work on a bunch of... He worked on so many things.
Yeah, he did the episode The Man Who Was Death, which has William Sadler in it.
Nice.
Yes.
And it was interesting. Like, I'm glad I was like, wait, Walter Hill, I know that. Let me look at him. And he has so much producer credits, but it's like he wrote some really good things.
And directed a lot of really good movies. The Long Striders, Streets of Fire, if you've never seen that.
Streets of Fire.
Another Willem Dafoe movie.
William Dafoe, you're so good. We got to go talk to William Dafoe. Shout Factory. Let me know. Let me know if he's interested, Shout Factory. Yeah, that.
Bring him back, Shout Factory, huh?
I love Shout Factory.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to edit in, once they give us the sponsorship, all these cool little commercials for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you like shouting?
Do you like factories?
Yeah. Nice echo in there, isn't it, kids?
Yeah. 0 days since we last shouted. Shout Factory.
Shout Factory. This is starring Sylvester Stallone, Jason Momoa, and Christian Slater. So there's some names in this. This, in my opinion, is Sylvester Stallone just trying to campaign to keep the 80s action movie alive.
Sure.
And I kind of am with him.
Like the Expendables?
Yeah, but not that over the top. This is more down to earth, in your city, I'm a dude with a gun kind of story.
Okay. So like more Death Wishy than the Expendables.
Yes.
Okay.
But like the idea is there, you know? There's over the top action movie, and then there's like, oh man,
you're talking about over the top with Sylvester Stallone?
I turned my hat back. Scott Norton was in that, everybody. All right. So after watching their respective partners die, I already love it. I already love the cliche.
Yep.
A New Orleans hitman, which is Stallone.
Okay.
And a DC detective, I don't know who played him.
Okay.
Form an alliance in order to bring down their common enemy.
Ooh. So Dr. Doom and Mr. Fantastic unite.
They unite.
To fight Galactus.
Which is not Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa is the herald of Galactus in this.
Ooh, he's the Silver Surfer.
He is the top goon. And you know I love me some top goon action, because I'd like to think and fashion myself to be a top goon myself.
I'm pretty sure that's your favorite Tom Cruise movie.
The Danger Goon?
Top Goon.
Top Goon.
Highway to the Danger Goon. Ow!
So, like I said, this feels like a proper evolution of the 80s action movie. And Momoa is great as a head goon. I actually wrote that. An example I wrote is there's a fight scene between Stallone and Momoa. And there's these axes on the wall. And it's kind of like a display where they were. It was like a plaque for firefighters.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, those are real axes. Boy, I hope they fight each other with them. And no sooner do I think they are fighting each other with axes.
Nice.
And Momoa is like swinging them around like they don't weigh a million pounds.
Sure.
And he is doing like ninjutsu stuff that doesn't make any sense.
That's awesome.
It was so cool. I'm like, you can watch this. I could recommend this movie. Just get to the end and watch them fight with axes. You'll love it.
Sure. I'm in.
They fight with axes.
It's Walter Hill.
It's so good. Stallone is kind of like a more careful character in the beginning of the movie, but once his partner gets taken out and he kind of gets a little more on edge and a little more angry, he stops being super careful and he just starts Bronsoning it, where he's just Charles Bronson.
Yeah.
Not Bronson.
Tom Hardy.
Not Tom Hardy Bronson. Charles Bronson.
Sorry.
Where he's just like, they're both great.
Yeah.
He's just death wishing people, and he's just like, you know what? I'm just going to go in there and start ruining people's days.
Murderous rampages.
Murderous.
Kind of rampage.
Oh, man. They're the best kind.
Yeah.
Kids, they're the best. Wait, that's not a good topical thing to say.
Don't listen to Tim.
Don't listen to Tim is a good topical thing to say.
Yep.
So it's kind of like a middle-of-the-road movie in general, but it's very good if you just kind of want to harken back to a movie that's like an action movie. You don't even have to turn your brain off. It's just Stallone got older, and now he's kind of like an older hitman character.
Cool.
Instead of him just being like,
He still does that, I'm sure.
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
IMDb gave it a 5.7. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 46% out of 140.
Okay.
Audience gave it a 39% out of 27,000 people.
It's getting worse.
I gave it a 5.
That sounds about
right.
It's
very middle of the road, and I was in the mood to watch an action movie.
Sure.
If I was like, man, I just really want to watch the next great epic. Yeah, no, I would have been disappointed, but I wanted to watch an action movie. They gave me an action movie. Momoa throw axe. Me
Walter
happy.
Hill. Yeah.
Walter Hill, people.
Get on it.
Get on it if you like Walter Hill. He might surprise you with this.
Yeah, get to the top of that Walter Hill.
I'll die on this Walter Hill. This is the one I'll die on.
There you go. Get out of here.